Welcome to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast, a show dedicated to the storytelling that happens
or should happen
when practitioners purchase technology. Each episode is designed to inspire new ways and ideas to make your business better as we speak with the brightest minds in recruitment and HR tech. That's what we do. Here's your host, William Tincup.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Tincup, and you're listening to the Use Case Podcast. Today we have a TEF on from Branch. We're learning about the business case, the ROI, the cost-benefit analysis, the use case for why his customers and prospects choose Branch. So while we do some introductions, TEF, would you do us a favor and introduce both yourself and Branch?
Thanks, William. TEF Siddiqui, founder, CEO of Branch. Branch, we're a workforce payments platform that really helps businesses compete for workers by enabling instant payments with easy-to-launch solutions. Really, our goal is to help businesses pay any worker, anytime, anywhere.
Ooh, I like that. I like all of that. One of the things that recently I was going through a Taco Bell, and I saw this bit on one of the windows, and it was like, apply today, work today, get paid today. And I was just, it was fascinating. I don't know the kind of how all that works, but I was just fascinated, like, works change. Now, in the hourly market, I'm sure that this has probably been going on for more than it, but I also recently learned that in the professional salaried world, that it's also starting to move there. So give us kind of an overview of the industries that where this is working and where you think where it's going.
Yeah, really where we focus on are industries where there's a high competition for talent and there's a technical market. And in addition to places like restaurants where you see the Taco Bell poster, it's also industries like healthcare with nurses, right? And nurse staffing companies that are looking to attract and retain nurses to their platform. Mm-hmm. It's gig companies like Uber that are out there competing for rideshare, ride services, where workers have choices. And essentially, they look at a company like Branch to provide incentives around this, like faster payments to keep current workers happy, to keep prospective hires as an incentive for them to come to work for these companies. And so it's really a big benefit that makes a meaningful impact to workers' lives.
So do you see it like an Uber and Lyft, right? They can tab out after a ride. Like they do one ride and they tab out, or they can tab out at the end of the day or whatever the bit is. Do you see it being that flexible where the employee chooses when they want to get their whatever is accrued, right? So we're dealing with whatever is accrued to that point.
That's right. And I think the difference between a company like Branch and just being able to cash out, say, after every ride is that those cash outs become really cost prohibitive, right? Either right. to the company having to pay or to the worker, meaning that there's some transaction costs incurred. With Branch, what we've done is the core of our product is a digital wallet. And what that wallet allows us to do is to send payments to workers at any time, free of cost. So you might be wondering, like, how do we make money off of this? Right. Is we make money anytime that Uber driver goes out and swipes their card, right? That's associated with that digital wallet. We make it by interchange from the merchant. So I think it's a nice way to align the incentives for Branch as a company, as well as the incentives for the worker, where they're not incurring extra fees, extra costs just to access their cash.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. And again, I like how you position it both. This is a great way to retain talent and also a great way to attract talent. So the mechanisms inside, like when, now I'm going to ask you a couple of buy side stuff, but who are you selling into? Are you selling into finance? Are you selling into HR? Who's your kind of your point of contact on the sales side?
Yeah. So when it comes to attracting and retaining talent, right, that's usually HR people. Issue, right? They're always looking to see how they can retain talent. On the cost side, yeah, it's usually a CFO, right? They right. definitely see the need where, again, if they want to do high frequency payments, we enable that because it's a very cost effective way to do it with just our digital wallet and just fee free options to the business.
So do you see yourself in that category of earned wage access, or do you see yourself tangential to that?
It's a little tangential, right? So what we've done is really widen the aperture, if you will, from just the way Jackson. That's where we started.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
W2 payments. But we realized the opportunity here of accelerating worker payments is far greater than just $50 to $100 sort of safety net for workers. And so what we've done is look at other worker payment issues, let's say tips, right? You're a pizza delivery driver and you work at this job because you depend on these tips at the end of the shift, right? You have income right away. And ultimately, there's no cash at the end of the day to tip you out though, right? Everybody's paying credit cards, mobile ordering. And really what we've done is digitize that whole process. So now, instead of waiting for 2 weeks to get your tips on the paycheck, you can pick up a card when you start working for Domino's. And if you want to get your tips every day, we'll literally just push those tips at the end of every shift to your card.
And this might be a dumb question, so dumb question alert. Does that help with the unbanked, with the folks that are unbanked? We have a whole population in the United States that are just unbanked, right? Yep. Does that, by them having a card, does that help them?
That's right. The digital wallet is FDIC insured checking account, right? We use our partner bank, Evolve Bank and Trust. And ultimately, it's a fee-free checking account where you can get a bank account up and running through the company you work for. And it's a great way too. And what we see too is a lot of people start using Branch, let's just say, to get their tips. And they realize, oh, this is actually like a great banking alternative to a large bank I'm using. There's no fees. There's free ATMs. And one out of four users actually switch to Branch as their primary account. So we own that relationship with that worker over time.
Oh, that's cool. So they can move from company to company. It doesn't really matter. But one of the things that I love is it gets us away from predatory kind of lending places. And I like that a lot. But I want to ask another kind of dumb question, but it's like, why? Because everything sounds great. But why would people say no? What's when people either, as you're going through proposals and pitching to people, it just seems like a no-brainer to me. But I also know HR and finance. So what are the no's that they give you?
Yeah, I think any objection we have is more around the education of how easy it is to launch a solution like Branch, right? So it's a lot of it's, what is this going to take? Obviously, all the fee-free options to educate them, like how we make money. And so, I think one of the strengths of the company is that we really figured out how to create these solutions where there's not a lot of overhead. There's not a lot of tech resources required to launch. A good example of this is Uber, right? Where Uber came to us looking for a white label solution, something that feels like the Uber brand.
Right.
And we were able to launch that and get that to market in a really short amount of time. And for a company like Uber, they realized their core competency is logistic. It's moving people, it's moving things. And they look to a partner like us where we can, be able to get a product to market really quickly.
I love that. A couple of things now. I want to deal with the software side of things. So when your folks demo, or on the occasion that you get to actually show folks software, what do they fall in love with? What do you fall in love with? What do you think that they fall in love with?
I think one of the most powerful things we do when we demo is we'll actually sign up the prospect to a Branch account on the call, and we'll push money to that Branch account in a matter of seconds, right?
Oh, that's cool.
That dollar or whatever we push, I think we do a cup of coffee, $5 to their account. It's really powerful, right? You can see that money hit your account that you can go use. And I think that's when the light bulb clicks. This could be really impactful for their workers who, as you mentioned, like oftentimes if they're struggling with cash flow, they're resorting to more predatory measures to cash. And so.
So what are questions? One of the reasons that this podcast exists is trying to teach practitioners what's available to them. And so that's why focusing on the vendor side of things, but I also want to educate them as to questions that they should ask in the buy side. So if you could script it, what are the questions that you'd love to hear from finance or HR? What are the questions that they should be asking you?
Yeah, I think under the hood, one of the things that makes us special too is we don't require any pre-funding. If you think of in the case of a W-2 worker, for example, with payroll, you're having to lock up a lot of the company's cash into an escrow account for payroll. Similarly, with a 1099 worker, where you need to maybe park some money aside. And so the pre-funding piece is really big because what we'll do is we'll do some basic underwriting on the company itself. And we will push the capital to the worker that same day and then draw it down from the company. And so ultimately, let's improve like the cash conversion cycle for companies, right? They're able to use that cash and generate for the company or generate interest income themselves.
Yeah, it's interesting. The I could see, first of all, the questions around stand up, like, okay, how fast can we stand this up with our workforce? I can see that question. Is there any other integrations where does this need to be connected to payroll or benefits or compensation? Is there any kind of plumbing that needs to be done?
There is, right? There's a couple of data points we need to make the system work. One is how much does somebody make? How often do they work? And so all that, like, we take care of and integrate either to a system of record, if it's a W-2 worker, mm-hmm. the payroll, if it's a company like Uber, they usually have that data. And so we'll connect to that in real time.
So do you consider, dumb question alert, do you consider Branch a fintech or an HR tech company?
I would say we're in the middle of both.
That's what I was struggling with. I'm like, first of all, I guess I could make a case for both, but you do have your foot in both of those, right? One, I think there used to be a kind of a phrase, one foot in a canoe, the other in a speedboat. So you've got your feet in both. I've not done a lot of work in the fintech space, so I yep. couldn't tell you anything about it. What's different about, so what's different about fintech than HR tech?
Yeah, I would say the reason I mention HR tech is that Branch, the only way we acquire users on our platform is through a company that they work for, right? So consumer can't go on and just sign up for a Branch account. With that said, we do provide really great consumer banking-like experiences, right? I mentioned the 1 out of 4 people use this as a primary account. Once they leave their company, they can still continue to use Branch as like a fee-free checking account. And so that's why it's, and what we really see is this idea of employer-led financial services.
Right.
If you think about it, in the past, it's employer-led financial services are more focused around like longer-term objectives, right? It's 401ks, it's just HSAs, FSAs, whereas we're solving for this new generation of workers, right, that maybe need some more short-term needs like liquidity and cash flow, help with cash flow.
So we did talk about earned wage access, and I know y'all started there and you've morphed into something else. What do you call that category? And again, I hate software categories, so just bear with me. But like, you're not, you do some of that, but what you do much more, what do you call that?
Yeah, I know I mentioned the employer-led financial services. I think another category that's emerging that's on the radar of a lot of HR professionals is like financial wellness, right? Mm-hmm. They're real. That financial wellness is just as important as like health wellness, and making sure the financial well-being of their employees is taken care of is another category we see.
I like that a lot because, again, kind of, you like you said, health wellness, mental health, financial health, like all those things are wonderful, and it gives you another entry point. So if not through HR directly, the benefits folks that deal with all of the things that are all the wellness programs and things like a compensation. That's another category to go after as well. That's it. That's cool. Tell us a little success stories and no brands or anything like that. It's more the story of maybe even someone who's a bit skeptical. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I can't do without this.
Yeah. I mean, I really go back to where I mentioned like opening the aperture on like other worker payment use cases. Like during the pandemic, we were working with a lot of Domino's pizza franchisees, and they really saw the value of the ability for us to push money at any time. And so they actually came to us saying, hey, listen, your wallet's great. Is there a way you can help us support paying tips to drivers? Because we just don't have any cash at the end of the day. Like our managers are running to ATMs or we're having or a lot of cash on site. And we're like, yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a great case. As long as you get us the data, like we're able to make that happen. And it was a big win for both sides, a win for the worker where they didn't have to wait now till their paycheck to get their tips. And we can push that immediately. And one of the other innovations we did was we launched a product that allows us to push pre-printed cards, right? So they didn't even have to wait in the mail for a card to come in. We just put a stack of cards at their employee break room and they can pick one up, scan it, and their tips would be on that same day.
I love that. So what's the, and again, any more of those stories, that those are great because practitioners love hearing those, but I did have a question around go to market and getting your brand out there. Yeah. So How are y'all looking at this? We're what, 2 quarters into this year?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the idea for the rest of the year of getting people to know what Branch is and what they do?
Yeah, I think for us, it's really looking at other industries that have this competition for talent. And I would say this year, one of the larger industries we've been targeting is around healthcare, nurse staffing companies, where, you know, as there's like a shortage of nurses, a lot of these platforms, a lot of nurses are also open to doing more contract work, sort of 1099 work. And a lot of platforms have emerged. They're getting a lot of growing really rapidly. And ultimately, working with those platforms to pay nurses faster has been a big driver for the company. Other areas around logistics, like last mile delivery, not just the Ubers of the world, but also companies that are doing essentially shipping packages to customers' doorsteps, right? So there's a lot of these players too that have been growing. And then finally, in the hospitality space, we started off in quick service restaurants, are now expanding into full service restaurants, where, as you would imagine, tips are a big part of those workers' lives as well. And yeah, making sure that they can get paid immediately.
So on the technical roadmap, what's, without just divulging anything secret or anything like that, but what's next? What do you think that what do you see this, if we were to have this podcast in a year from now, what do you think we would be talking about?
Yeah, I think for us, we realize that workers want options, right? And so although we started at the core of the product with a wallet, which I mentioned, we've now also launched solutions that allow workers to also get paid to their bank accounts if they want, right? And so just provide workers a suite of options that allow them to, again, access their money however they want has been really important. I think that's important for the company because now we own really all worker payments coming through Branch, whether you want to get it push to your existing bank account, whether you want to get for free to our wallet, that's all enabled.
So last question, and I think you covered it before, but I want to make sure the practitioners understand it, is how you make money. Where in this process do you make money, or where are they going to feel it, I guess, is probably some of the things that they would care about too.
Yeah, for the companies themselves, it's, you know, we have fee-free options, right? There's no cost to the company. Where we make money is, one, via interchange, right? So anytime a worker goes out, swipes their physical debit card, makes a purchase online through the wallet, we make it from the merchant. The other thing we do too is, like, again, mentioning the optionality, we allow workers to push money out to existing accounts. We do that for free via ACH right now, but we also charge a small fee, like most digital wallets, a Venmo, Cash App, if they do a debit card to debit card transfer. So that's the other way.
That's excellent. Atef, this has been fantastic. I love what you're doing because it's, as you said, it meets employees where they are. It meets talent. So again, as we recruit and retain talent, the talent wants to be paid a certain way, which is, we can keep trying to force them into some false model, or we can just meet them where they are. I love that. I love what you built. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, William.
Absolutely. And thanks for everyone listening. Until next time.
You've been listening to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform and hit us up at recruitingdaily.com.